bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam.
Boy, it just gets you moving, doesn't it?
This song?
Yeah.
Yes. I can't help myself from dancing.
I know that you remember this, because you can go back to the old malls of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? I know you don't like back in the day, but the malls of yesteryear, is yesteryear okay?
Yeah, the malls of yesteryear sounds very... sounds like a novel, doesn't
it?
If you ever write a novel, Wendy, please call it that. The Malls of Yesteryear.
Does it have to involve any shopping malls?
I wouldn't say that, no.
All right, well, the Malls of Yesteryear, you always had... You can leave this music up because I'm getting to my point.
It fits in.
There was an organ store that was... I know there was one in North Riverside.
The Thomas Organ Store sometimes...
Yeah, I don't know what the name of it was, which really wasn't doing its job, but I know that there would be a guy playing an organ.
All by himself.
But you could go in there and play, and you could put this, I need to the music up, you could hit the bossa nova key.
Yes.
And that's exactly what this would sound like.
It would
like.
Set a beat for you to put you in the bossa nova mood.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't already in the bossa nova mood. If I was in a mall, I'm already in that mood. But that mall always made, that store in the mall just made me sad. Because there was never people in it. It was always a big store with an incredible array of organs, no doubt about it. But it was just the guy who worked there just by himself, just slowly chiming out a tune. And
that's a good gig. If you like playing the organ, you got nobody to bother you. You can just sit there and play your heart away all day.
I guess. My heart went out to that guy. I don't think I ever saw more than two people in the store. I never saw anyone buy an organ. You would never just go shopping and just go, oh, look, you know what? We should get an organ as long as we're here.
You know, the weird thing is we do have an organ in our house.
Yeah?
We got it from my friend Camille. Her father passed away, and he was a musician, and she wanted to kind of sort of keep it in the family. So she said, I know your son Michael would like it. So it's in our basement, and it's really cool. My friend Sue had an organ growing up. But I never saw anyone shop for an organ.
Right. You always got one by some strange
right.
means.
Right, it was just like in your house when you bought it or something.
Yeah.
I never saw anyone make a purchase of an organ ever.
Several people that were close to me, either through being a relative or a neighbor, had one. We had a piano, but my brother played, so it made sense.
We had that too.
That one made sense. But to have that huge organ... it really took some effort, but I don't know. Our next door neighbors had a player piano, which was very impressive to me. And then they also
live in a honky tonk or something? I have never seen. They really had a player piano?
Yeah, they had a really, really old player piano, which always made me, when we would visit them, it felt like we were at Shakey's Pizza all the time. So in addition to having the player piano itself, You know how they work. You put in these rolls that were like scrolls from the Dead Sea. They had a giant shelf that must have had 85 or 90 of these rolls. And then every once in a while, the mom would just sit downstairs and she would play along, which was ridiculous because if it's a player piano, you're not necessary in that equation. You're there, but you don't need to be there. But she would try to match
the keys.
The
go
keys.
Down on their own.
You don't
she
need to
would,
do anything.
She was she trying to teach herself how to play ragtime?
I guess. I don't know why
That's
she would do it.
That's not how you learn.
But I would be playing with the boys, and we would be downstairs, and the mom would come down, and she always acted like it was a surprise that we were down there, but she knew we were down there. Oh, you guys are here. Well, I was just going to play a song or two, and then she'd put the roll. And she wasn't fooling anybody. We saw her put the rolls in, and the keys were moving on their own, but she would try to match it, and she would move back and forth, and we'd pretend we were impressed. Wow, you're great.
That's a great joke
once,
maybe twice.
Nah, she did it 35, 40 times. I don't understand it.
And you still played in that basement.
Well, we would always be down there first playing Hot Wheels or something, and the mom was nowhere to be seen, but then she would make the declaration, it's time for music, and then she'd come down and start playing.
Poor lady. She had nothing better to do than entertain, do this little prank in front of little kids.
I told her once, and keep in mind, even as a kid, I like to mess with people because obviously what I'm about to say is a lie. But I'd say, Barbara, And she'd say yes, and I'd say, my grandmother has a like, you have a player piano, my grandmother has a player tuba. And she'd go, oh, I've never even heard of such a thing. And then I would tell her a story about the player tuba, but it wasn't true, but she was very impressed by it. Oh, imagine the technology that must go into something like that.
You were a little kid when you said this?
Yeah, I was like 11.
And you called her Barbara? How rude are you?
Her name was Barbara.
Yeah, but usually you showed respect by saying Mrs. Barbara or Mrs. her last name.
She was pretending to play a player piano. It was the least of her worries that I was calling her Barbara. And we had a reciprocal trade agreement. They called my parents by their names, and I called her and her husband Barbara. I also referred to him as Barbara, which used to make him very angry. I'm not Barbara. Barbara's the nut who thinks she's playing the player piano. I'm her husband.
That's so weird, because when my kids were growing up, Michael mainly, we were very close with a lot of our neighbors, mainly Jack and Julie. They were like our first neighbors we met when we moved into the area. Mm-hmm. So when Michael started to be of the age where he would say hi to people, mm-hmm. we didn't know like what to tell him to call them, because Mr. and Mrs.
Very formal.
Yeah, and they didn't really want that.
Yeah.
So it was Mr. Jack and Miss Julie. But it still felt weird. To this day, Michael still calls him Mr. and Mrs.
Oh.
He just feels weird calling him by their first name. And I know that some of my my high school friends and junior high friends, like when I see their parents now,
yeah.
I still call them Mr. and Mrs. whatever their last name is.
It's hard to change it once you've committed.
Like when we talk about our parents, like my mom's name was Elaine, so we would always say, oh, Elaine would do this.
Yeah.
But to her face, no one would ever call her that.
Not in a hole.
But you, at a young age, called Barbara.
You know, some of our neighbors were Mr. and Mrs., but some were just their first names.
Is that because you were swingers, because you had fondue a lot?
No, I wasn't a swinger. I was just a kid.
Please tell me there aren't kid swingers.
No.
Okay, good.
No, that would be wrong.
Because kids know it's wrong.
Kids know it's wrong. It's the adults who think they're on to something.
It will enhance things.
Sure, it'll make everything better.
Right.
I'm positive of that. I'm trying to think of all of our neighbors. There were very few that we called Mr. and Mrs. Most of the neighborhood wanted to be of the mindset of, well, call us by our names. We're fine. We're Pam and Tony. Why would you call us anything other than Pam and Tony?
I never did that.
Yeah. But even like in my family, like I'm uncle to several kids. I don't think anyone calls me Uncle Bill. I think they all just call me Bill, and I like it that way. Because Uncle Bill sounds like I'm Brian Keith from Family Affair.
And they'd have to say Uncle Beal.
Yeah. And they'd call my wife Mr. French, and I don't want that.
My nieces and nephew call me Aunt, maybe still Auntie Wendy.
Auntie Wendy.
Because that's how it started.
They're against you.
No, that's Aunt
Anti-Wendy?
No, Aunt Wendy. But my sister doesn't like to be referred to as Aunt Betsy. She just likes her name.
Yeah, that's the way I feel.
Oh, I like the respect. Give me Aunt.
It's false respect.
No, it is not. How is it false?
It's implied respect. It's forced.
No.
You got to do something to earn their respect. You don't just get it right off the slab. You got to work for it.
I have worked for it.
If I ever do anything of note, then I'll say, I know you guys have been calling me Bill for 18 years. Let's go with Uncle Bill. I've earned it.
I like the aunt. I like being called the aunt. Not the aunt, but Aunt Wendy.
But your aunt just went by aunt.
Yeah, but that's, at the time, we weren't very close to my father's side of the family. We have since become that way. And I did have an Aunt Marilyn on my father's side, but we never saw her. So really, I only had one aunt.
Just one.
My mom had one sister, and that was it. And
you need more.
No time to say Aunt Eleanor, so we just said aunt.
Aunt. End of story.
Aunt.
My mom had an aunt who was called Teta, T-E-T-A. My mom's family is Slovenian.
Is that how you say aunt in Slovenian?
That is the Slovenian word for aunt. So then I said to my mom, when she died, when Teta died, and she was in her 80s.
You say it so delicately, Teta.
Well, I only met her once.
Oh.
I take that back. I was a baby a couple times when I met her, but I only remember one of the times.
That's shocking, because you remember everything
of
babyhood.
But Teta was of the mindset, Wendy, where she would just do things very covertly, nothing memorable. She would just move in, do something, and move out. So I said to my mom, what did people call Teta before she was an aunt? Because at some point she was a kid and then grew up, and she wasn't an aunt forever. And my mom, like, of all the times I ever remember my mom being confused by
something. She was flummoxed, wasn't she?
She just, like, her eyes got really big, and she goes, oh, I don't know. She had to call her brother, and she goes, what was, before Teta was an aunt, and he didn't know. Nobody knew. No one in the family. They evidently, from the time she was a baby, they called her little baby Teta, which is baby aunt, which is ridiculous, because she wasn't an aunt. With the whole family, like, no one knew.
That's so funny.
They had it so locked in on that one name for her that nobody could remember another name. I wonder when she died if it just said Teta on the death announcement, because no one knew.
Teta?
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Well, I guess so, yeah. In Slovenian. A language that I keep telling myself I'm going to learn, Wendy, but I have not. I really have not worked at it as much as I should have. At
some
point,
I will. You'll never do it, no. They don't have it on the Rosetta Stone, I don't think.
No, I don't think it's on there. I was going to surprise my family once and learn to speak Japanese.
How is that really a surprise? And two,
I just thought it'd be the coolest thing. A couple people I know took foreign languages, and actually Danny Bonaducci, who we worked with at The Loop, was one of them. Didn't he learn Japanese through a similar service? Didn't he learn it on tape?
I don't believe him.
I think he did. You don't believe him?
Well, I mean, he might have learned a couple of words. He never learned
the whole language?
No.
I thought he did.
How do you say dig that in Japanese?
I don't know. But I thought what I could do is I would send away for the tapes, and then when I was in the car by myself driving to and from work, I would just pick up, and then at some point I would know the language, and my family would be like, wow, he learned Japanese. We didn't even know he was learning it. Now he can speak fluent Japanese. But then I learned it would take a lot of work.
Well, yeah, it's really hard, and two, I don't think they would have been that impressed, to be honest with you.
See, that's what turned me off of it, is because I've done other things that I thought would impress them, and so far, I'm like 0 for 183. So I thought, why would if nothing else I've done has impressed them, why would learning Japanese without telling them, why would that impress them? And then I'd go, oh, great, I wasted 3.5 years learning a language. And they're like, oh, that's nice, you speak Japanese, great.
But at least you could order stuff at Ron of Japan.
That's one of the pluses. And then also, I think I've told you this, the two places I want to go more than anywhere else are Japan and Australia. And Terry has no interest in going to either one. But I thought at some point, we'll go to Japan. This is back when I was younger. Not today's version of me, but the younger version. Someday we'll go to Japan, and it'll be great, because not only will I be in Japan, but I'll speak Japanese. It'll be fantastic. But then at some point I realized I'm never going to get to go to Japan. She doesn't want to go to Japan.
Well, you can go by.
I could go by myself, but what would...
Steve Bertrand.
I could take Steve. Steve and I could go. I could say pick out two people from the newsroom. We'll all go to Japan. David Miranda, he'll go. But Dave Plyer would go. There's people around the station that would go with me if I said, hey, I'm going to Japan, come with me. Some people in sales, some
I bet
engineers.
You could get some takers.
Yeah,
if
maybe.
I said I'm going, you know, somewhere, have fun.
Yeah.
By the way, 630 has texted us, I'm Lithuanian, and the word for aunt is Teta as well.
Yeah. I think, not to take a swipe at the Slovenian people, because I am of that origin, but I think we stole words from other language. Other nationalities do this as well. I think we took words from other cultures. I can't prove that, but there have been other words that I've heard people in my mom's family say that I'm like, oh, wait, I know that. That's a word from somewhere else. You guys took that word.
There are the languages. I took French. I sometimes speak English properly.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up, my sister knows fluent Italian, and my family, not now, but back then, spoke Italian.
Yeah.
And my son's taking Spanish. So those are like four different languages.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of similarities.
Yes.
I mean, things all came from Latin pretty much.
Yeah. It's just a little twist here and there. Sometimes my grandfather, he drank a bit. He loved beer. So he would drink a lot of beer.
Is this the guy who brought you to the bars?
Yeah, we would go to the taverns quite often when he was babysitting. Don't tell your mom and dad that we did this, okay? Okay. Yeah, that's whenever...
Did you bribe him and say, you know, for a $20 bill?
I didn't understand at the time
you were pretty
how
little.
That worked. Later on in life, after I figured it out... But yeah, so after he would have a bit to drink, here's what my grandfather would say. he would say this phrase, Yejabot, and then whoever was near him who spoke Slovenian would laugh like crazy. I don't know what it means, but I know that if you're a guy, if you're a Slovenian guy and you've had a little too much to drink and you say Yejabot, brings the house down. I have no idea what it means.
All right, Lithuanian guy, if you're still listening, what does that mean?
That may not be a phrase that we stole from the Lithuanians. That might just be a Slovenian phrase. But boy, I like every time he would say it, he was very careful on who he would say it around. He would only say it if there was somebody there that would appreciate it.
What did he say?
Yejabot, which might be some sort of a sea craft, because boat is in there. I don't know why it would make people laugh so hard. But and there was never anything preceding it. It would just be just the way he said that, like, watch this, everybody. And he would say it, and then whoever was there who spoke the language would laugh like crazy.
And what language was this?
Slovenian. Yejabot.
I know I'm not spelling it right.
Sometimes but... I would say it to somebody, like I'd go, there's a cousin I think speaks Slovenian. I walk up to him, and I would go, Yejabot. And they would go, what? What are you talking about? But when he would say it, when my grandfather would say it, wow.
God, I hope it's not a swear word because you just said it like 20 times.
I wonder if it is. I don't know. It may be.
All I came up with was the Slovenian patrol boat Triglav.
No, that you can't say that after you've had a few drinks. Are you kidding? You make people very angry.
You better hope to get it.
But I do know, Wendy, if you're looking it up, in the Slovenian language, nothing is spelled as it sounds. Like just be, like Yejabot, you'd go Yej, Yedgeabot. But I guarantee you there's a lot of L's and Z's and J's in there that you go, wait, why would that be in there? Why is the L and the Z and the J in Yejabot? It shouldn't be in there.
Oh, now it's Yejabot. Yeah. I thought it was Yaja.
No, Yeja. No, please.
Somebody has to know. Any Slovenians out there?
I think the fact that he had been drinking added to it, I think. I could be wrong, but I don't remember him ever saying it without a few beers in him. Right? Like if he was sober.
Well, when did you see him without a few beers
in him? He almost always
him?
Had a few beers in him.
There you go.
But if he was sober and said it, I think somebody might have slapped him. What did you say to me? You heard me, Yejabot. You would get a big slap at the end of that.
I hope it's not a swear word.
I don't think it is, but it could be.
I know a bunch of swear words in Croatian because I have a Croatian girlfriend who taught me a lot of swear words.
Oh.
I don't really know why. Just...
But isn't that the first thing you want to learn when learning a foreign language? I know Rosetta Stone's very first lesson is all the basic swear words.
It is?
Yeah.
Did you actually start Rosetta Stone?
No. No.
Because my son Dylan started taking Spanish this year. I mean, he had it in junior high, but you know, you don't really learn. So he said some word, and he goes, yeah, I don't even know what that mean. And I looked it up, and it was...
A swear word?
The F word in Spanish.
Oh, really?
And I said, tell me you didn't learn that in class. He goes, no, that was my own.
Oh,
he goes, see, I'm doing extra work.
Good. Very admirable.
Like, great, but I guess, you know, if I was taking a foreign language, I would look up swear words.
I know the key swear words in Italian because of The Godfather, because they use them quite effectively in The Godfather, so I've learned that. I don't think there are any Japanese swear words. I don't think. They seem too polite of people to swear at each other.
Yeah, they do. I'm sorry, I'm trying to look at text because I wanted to see if maybe somebody...
If somebody knows what it is?
My mom was Polish, and she would say Yejabot. I never asked her what it meant.
Isn't that weird? Why?
It means polka. I'm serious.
Why would a drunk
in
guy
Polish,
just walk up to somebody and say polka?
It's a polka song and dance. Jedzabot.
How is it spelled?
Jedziebot.
That sounds right. Because I remember seeing it written once.
Somebody else spelled it Yedjaboat.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying it means polka. All right, let me go to the...
So... If what they say is true, my grandfather would drink a little bit, have a couple of hams in him.
And say, let's polka.
And just say polka to somebody, and that would always make them laugh?
Dude, that would kill. If you're drunk and somebody, if you're in a bar and all of a sudden you just yelled out polka.
That would make people laugh?
Yes, if I was drinking. Absolutely.
It's absurd. like, I didn't, I was a little kid, so I just accepted it. I go, okay, guy drinks, guy walks up to a Slovenian person, says that, it puts the house, all right, I get it. I didn't question what it meant, but now knowing that that's potentially what it meant, polka, it makes it absurd. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it says the word for polka. If I punch in polka,
what comes up?
Polka in Slovenian.
I think that's right, because most of the music that was played, like when we would go to any Slovenian get-togethers, it was almost always polka music. Frankie Yankovic, an absolute god.
Yeah, well, that
an
was
absolute
just
absolute god.
We're Italian, and Frankie Yankovic,
he was the guy.
Yeah,
because he was Sinatra and Elvis together. Like, you couldn't say, if you said something bad about Frankie Yankovic at a family get together like that, you were persona non grata. You were never invited to anything again. Did you just badmouth Frankie Yankovic? Out.
We didn't do polkas or anything, but I just feel like there wasn't a lot to choose from back then.
Right.
So, like, hey, you want to hear a little Frankie Yankovic?
Right.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Right.
Frankie Yankovic.
Gavitch. Okay. Right. Yep. All right. Let us take a break. Kim Gordon will come by. She'll give you the news. And then
get
more.
Your boat. God,
yep.
I hope it's not
yep.
a swear word.
More after this, Bill and Wendy WGN.
All right. We are still trying to figure out what this term means, and I have got my Slovenian to English dictionary.
Oh, you do? I didn't know such a thing existed, Wendy. That's fantastic.
Okay, you can do any. The internet's pretty.
Yeah.
That's weird, because when I punch in the word polka on the Slovenian side, the translation to English, it says regiment.
Why would that make anyone laugh?
Well, no, this isn't the joke, percolator or whatever.
Kim, I explained
it's
a little
bit translator.
Before you got here. My grandfather, when I was a kid, this was a common occurrence. If there was a get-together, a family get-together on my mom's side of the family, mm-hmm. my grandfather would have a couple of Ham's beers, and then when his eyes got all red and watery, he would walk up to somebody, and he would say, Yedjabot, and that person always laughed hysterically.
Okay.
And I would say to him, What does that mean? And he would that was like, you know, you're a kid. You don't need to know this. And he would walk away. But it would always make the person laugh. So we're trying to determine exactly what that could have possibly have meant.
Wow.
For him to bat 1,000 and say it at family get-togethers, always to make people laugh a lot.
So it's not your safe word.
Well, we don't. No. Oh, God, that is weird.
But it will be from now on. all right, so I'm on YouTube, and I have found a song called the Yedjabot Polka, written by the great, or I don't know if it was written by, but performed by the great Eddie Blazancek. Wendy,
I know who that is.
Of the Versatones.
I seriously know who that is.
I know who that is, too. We may have had him on at some point.
I think we did.
Did we? All right, so he is performing a song called the Yedjabot Polka. Now, they spell it Jedzie. And then boat, BOAT, and then polka. So, Jasmine, can you find? Is that possible to find and to play?
God, it sounds like every other polka. It sounds like the Yedja submarine polka, the Yedja horse
submarine.
Cart.
That's the Slovenian Beatles performing Yedja submarine.
So it's yellow boat, maybe.
Oh, do you think?
No. Oh, here's words.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're just going meh, meh, meh.
What if in the middle of this my grandfather just took the microphone and said Yedjabot and the place went nuts? They just started laughing hysterically.
There has to be somebody out there that knows what this means. Or maybe they just made up a word and that's why it was funny.
I think that's what it is. I don't know. What a great song, by the way.
A Slovenian does not express good fortune. They say, my axe fell into the honey. Sikira mi je padla. I can't even. I see what you mean about all the different letters.
There's a
that
lot
I don't
of letters
know.
That you go, you don't need to put a Z in this. Why is there a Z in this?
Slovenians don't give up. They throw a rifle into the corn.
What does that mean?
Here, leave the volume up on that. A Slovenian.
Their chief export was not intelligent adages. Like a lot of times,
right.
You hear these things in other languages, you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But for some reason in Slovenian, they didn't understand that the setup and the punchline have to kind of make sense together.
This is my favorite one. And we need the music. A Slovenian won't tell you go to hell. Rather, they'll say, Let the mother hen kick you. Slovenians aren't under pressure. Oh, I can't say that one on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a little daring?
They, quote, have a bee jumping into their A.
Wow. Not a bee in their bonnet.
No.
But the other end of their body.
A Slovenian is not guilty, but they have a lot of butter on their head.
Yeah, that's what defense attorneys in Slovenia use as a defense all the time.
The butterhead.
My client is not guilty. He just has butter on his head. You're free to leave.
They do not move away or die. They go to whistle to the crabs. And I hope I'm not offending any Slovenian people. These are just some of the...
the tried and true adages.
Funniest Slovenian expressions and how to use them.
I would be offended.
Right. I'm half offended, Wendy. And I brought it up, but I'm still half offended.
But I don't think these are mean things. They just, you know, how people have, like...
The phrases that pays is.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Every one of these is great, but for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, there's some I can't... A lot of ass in there.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Slovenians don't laugh out loud. They don't LOL.
Oh.
Rather, they, quote, smile like a roasted cat. Smeji si kat pisan mesek.
Well, that's the president of Slovenia. Don't say anything bad about him.
No, I don't know.
Right.
If I were a roasted cat, I would not be smiling.
No. No.
They also don't get fired, but they do get put on the shoe. That's what these are translated to. Now, I don't know.
Larry, we're not going to fire you, but we are going to put you on the shoe.
312-235-2525. If there are any Slovenians out here that are listening, I'm not trying to offend. These are just...
And if you're on the... You're not on the stream. You're on Lake Bled. That's a body of that's a body of water in Slovenia. I know that for a fact. Because there's... You know how I know this? There's a model of it somewhere in the southwest suburbs, and when I was a kid, my mom used to bring us there, and it's like a small body of water, but it was patterned after Lake Bled in Slovenia, so it has like miniature farmhouses. It's really weird. I don't know if it still exists, but we used to go see it. It's by Mount Assisi High School.
I thought you were going to tell me you made a salt map of it in school.
No, we didn't do that. I don't know why we didn't do it, Kim. It would have made perfect sense.
Well, you better go back.
Yeah, I'm going back.
Slovenians, I've started talking like
this. Please, Wendy, in our native tongue, please.
I don't know. I need somebody to read this. So Lee, what is the J? It's a
Z?
It's a Y?
Kind of.
Solisapoidi. They won't ask you to go away. Slovenians won't. They'll say, go get yourself salted. I don't know how true these are.
I like a good salt rub. I'm good with that.
I would almost want to know the origins of these.
Yeah, I don't have them.
So what part Slovenian are you?
My mom's side of the family.
Your mom's side.
My mom was 100%. Both of her parents were. Yeah. So I know only...
And that's all you got? Jedzibod after all those years?
They would say other things like a lot of times. No, the other one that I mentioned was Teta, which means aunt, because that's what they called my mom's aunt.
I'm looking at the translator now, Teta.
What is it? Does it mean something other than aunt?
No, but it's just, I love these. English and then Slovenian. Hello on phone. Hello. Yeah, we could figure that
one
out.
That's how you say hello in Slovenian is hello.
How are you, kakasi?
Kakasi doodle doo.
I'm finished.
No, it's not finished. It's Slovenian, Wendy.
Dobro jutro. That's Croatian.
That's a town in Utah.
No, good morning.
Good morning.
Dobro jutro, dobro dan is from 8 a.m. until sunset.
Oh.
Dobro veče is good evening. This is Croatian. This is what my girlfriend taught me, along with a bunch of swear words.
That also sounds a little Russian.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. You know, the first lady is Slovenian.
Well, let's get her on.
Our current first lady.
Get her on the
phone. Jasmine, see if you can get her on the first lady.
I bet she does the polka.
I'm sure she does.
Now, polka was big in the Polish world, but was it most of the Eastern Europe?
Almost everywhere in Eastern Europe. I can't imagine anyone not liking polka music.
Hey, they do a good polka in Green Bay.
Yeah, but that's people who came over from Eastern Europe and settled in that area in Wisconsin and kept the polka tradition alive.
Nothing like roll out the barrel at the Packer.
Yedja boat is a drinking boat, per words in the polka.
So was it my grandfather's way of saying I was on a drinking boat, and that would make people...
Maybe
was
he in the service? Let's drink.
No.
Maybe it's like, let's party, let's drink.
Maybe Kim's right, or it loosely translates to polka boat, and...
Tell me that's not funny.
The polka boat.
That's funny.
Slovenia's version of Love Boat. That's the show that they watch on Saturday nights. Is polka boat.
That boat is rocking and rolling.
That would be a great show. Now, anytime there was a get together of my mom's family, if there was more than 7 or 8 people, somebody had an accordion.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You know what shocks me? You know who had an accordion? Marianne Murciano, and played
it.
Did.
Yeah. She did. I forgot about
that. She played it when she was a kid. I don't know if she still has it, but that kind of surprised me because, please don't take this the wrong way, but when I think of an accordion player, I usually think of an old man.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Well, for years, that's who dominated the business. But now, Wendy, it's a wide open business. It's a wide open field in the accordion business.
It's a really cool thing, too. Like, it's a shame
it is pretty
kind of died out. Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I've seen one, but when I was a kid, at every wedding, at every birthday party, at every anniversary party, at least one person, and sometimes there'd be 2 or 3 people that would have accordions.
Dueling accordions?
Wow.
I remember the last time I saw one, I was in Las Vegas, and there used to be, like, strolling people that would come to your table, you know, and play music at your table.
And they did it with an accordion?
And there was, like, an accordion and a violinist, and it was, like, 3 of them. This was way back in the day. At
They did that here. You know, it was because it's obviously it's easy to bring. It's portable. It's got like the piano keys, and then so you can't roll up a piano to somebody's table. That would scare you if you were eating dinner.
Right.
They have like the flamenco guitars a lot of times, and the Spanish music has it as well. There's an accordion.
Now help me
and
with
Italians
this.
Did it. Remember,
this was a French
and
restaurant.
Lady and the Tramp when they're sharing the spaghetti. The cartoon
guy. Help me with this, because this is kind of a faded memory of mine, but it is there. At one wedding we were at, one of my mom's relatives, the guy who played the accordion in between songs, not every song, but every second or third or fourth song, had to take this powder and put it all over the floor, like the dance floor. Was that to prevent people from slipping?
Someone puked, and he got it from the janitor.
After every 2 or 3 songs, the same guy. You're not going to believe this. So I got
to
throw up.
Yeah, it had to be from slipping.
I just remember he would take, and the only other time I saw that canister of dust was...
The bowling game in the bar?
Yeah, that was it exactly. Was if you would go to a place that had that bowling game, they would put that...
Was
it like the sawdust stuff, or this was actual powder?
This was like, it looked like Parmesan cheese, but I can't imagine a scenario where the accordion player would go, I better spray some accordion cheese
on it. I may, just the sliding puck bowling game in the bars.
Yes.
You put that on when
to make it more slick,
right? Yeah. So this guy was trying to kill people.
I used to use powder when I played jacks, because you put powder on the floor and it would help your like arms sweep across.
Oh yeah, I never thought of that. Wow.
I never knew that there were rules really to jacks. I just thought you
bounce the ball, pick up 2 jacks, bounce the ball, pick up 3 jacks.
But that's it, right?
Well, no, and then there's like different eggs in a bag. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I played, but there are definite rules. And I used to love it. We used to play it at camp for hours and hours.
Is that a game that's still purchasable? Is there a store that still
sells? I'm sure.
They're choking
Amazon.
Hazards.
When my daughters were little, I tried to find caps. You know, that little red.
Oh, they put in the fake guns?
Right.
Yeah. On the little roll?
Yeah. They were on the roll, and they were red, and they just have
the little dot on
there.
They had them at Five Below several years ago with a cap gun.
I went to 35 stores. Not only did nobody have caps, but me explaining to people at the store what caps were, and they see this blank stare like, and there's gunpowder in the paper? Well, there's just a trace amount of gunpowder. And you think we would sell that to you? Well, yeah, because that's what everybody used to do.
That's how we played Cowboys and Indians.
But when you were a kid, didn't you get those? If you wanted caps, you could go to any store that sold anything and they had
any
caps.
Any toys, like any like five and dime store.
They all had it.
Come on, guys. There aren't any real five and dime stores.
But even
anymore.
Like Kmart places. They were always in the toy section.
Yeah, I always, because my kids are, Michael's a little bit younger than your girls.
Yeah.
I got him a cap gun with caps.
Did you?
Yeah, the only thing they did change, they did change it a little bit where it was like a plastic ring and...
Oh, I know what you mean. The cylinder.
Oh, yeah.
No, right. But you could load that, basically, that little roll into your cap gun.
Right.
Remember, you
could
flip
right
up the...
Yeah.
$11.98 in stock. Super Bang Roll Caps Refill.
Where is this? Who has it?
Amazon.
Tin Toy Arcade.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's get some caps.
It's online.
We could play some jacks, shoot some caps.
Right.
And you know what else that it's hard to find? Do you remember? They used to have it around 4th of July. I used to love them. They were called snakes.
The snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Loved them.
You can't find those anymore.
I think it's because they always left a permanent snake mark wherever you
on the road.
Yeah, but that's not why they're not available. That's why your parents didn't want you to have it.
How come?
Well, because it left a mark on the brand new cement driveway. But I think they're
toxic.
Just, well, they got too hot.
They smelled good.
Do you
remember
I love
the smell?
That smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like we had the metal sparklers growing up,
yeah.
And those things,
yeah.
You
right.
know, yeah, firecrackers are pretty dangerous, but you're a little kid pretending you're a cheerleader and writing your name, and that's a burning ember
very
that
hot.
Could just take
right.
your hand off. You could use it literally as a lightsaber.
Yes, you could.
So
the
I think snakes
last very long, but
snakes. I think the same thing.
Same
like
thing.
They burnt too hot or something. I don't know. Let me see if I can find snakes at this.
Did
store
you
too.
Have? Did you guys have the thing? They usually sold these around the 4th of July, and what you would do is it was a metal piece that you'd push up on really quickly, and there was a spinny wheel on top.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it would shoot
spark.
Out red, white,
yeah.
and sparks.
Yes. They
yeah.
used to sell those too. Like if you went to the circus or to
yeah,
Disney
right.
on ice or something, they
right.
would sell those in,
at a slightly inflated
at like for
price.
$50.
Right.
Do you know if there is any millennial, maybe, but any like kid listening to us right now going, and that was fun?
Oh, yeah. The stuff that yeah. amazed us.
Loved it.
I used Me to tell too. My daughters about the ViewMaster. Like
oh,
you,
that
how
was
you
amazing.
Put a reel in.
Loved
and I would explain to them, and they'd go, and then what would you do? And I'd go, you'd look at the pictures. And they'd go, how many pictures were there? And I'd go, 8. And they go, and how long would you look at it? An hour and a half.
Well, and do you remember how long you would watch a film strip
oh,
in school?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
They were long.
Yes. Boop.
Big.
Right.
And
this is Venezuela.
Just flip the,
boop.
Flip
the capital
slide.
Of Venezuela is Caracas. Boop. The people of Venezuela love cheese. Boop.
They were terrible.
Horrible.
I know, but we were spellbound.
Oh,
you just watch
absolutely.
It. Tell us more. Boop.
The Mad Hatter Magic Shop has snake fireworks.
They do?
Oh, we need some. All
I'll
right.
bet you they still have them at like Crazy Kaplan's and stuff, too.
Oh, maybe.
You got to go to Indiana, Kim. That's
all right, on my way to Louisville, I'm going to stop.
Do it. Stop in. Tell them we said hello.
I need some snakes.
And are you still looking for caps?
I would love to have some caps. Although now, like as an adult, I wonder what sort of reaction if I was on outside of the building just shooting off caps and people are watching.
I think
this.
I would do that in your own home. I do
yeah.
not think I would be doing that.
Amazon has them. Walmart has them.
They do? That's excellent. Good. I couldn't find. This is when my daughters were little and I was looking everywhere for them and people had no idea what I was talking about.
Well, where'd
like,
you
I
go? Like
it.
To Walgreens?
To yeah. Walgreens, CVS, Osco, all those places.
Yeah. You Walmart would have had them for sure.
The one thing you can find very easily now that used to be a challenge are ping pong balls, and I realized it's not because everyone all of a sudden has taken to the game of ping
pong.
Beer pong. That's why. Because yeah. you just see them in weird places in the grocery store where you go, why are there's a display of ping pong balls here for no reason at all. It's because of beer pong.
Doesn't that hurt your heart because you've been a table tennis
yes.
player for
yeah.
lovely
yes.
many years.
Yeah, and it took alcoholism to really sell the sport more so than the game itself.
Well, I don't think alcoholism. It took college kids.
Yedja boat, Wendy.
Polka boats. Polka boats. See, that would be funny. That would kill. Hey, if there's anybody on their way to a bar, maybe you were working, I don't know which shift where you'd be getting off now, but if you're popping in a bar, just yell out polka boat and
see what happens.
Get back
see
to us
happens.
Tomorrow, because I'm telling you, people will laugh.
Why wouldn't my grandfather have put that on his tombstone? Just as one last
Probably
laugh.
Your grandmother wouldn't let him. That would be my guess.
All right. Do you remember
Maybe.
The stick-on caps, too? They were round, and you could stick them on things. It almost looked like that round Band-Aid, and you could stick it on something, and then you take a hammer or whatever. And
whack it?
Yeah. Because
I
just saw stick-on round caps, and that brought back a little memory for
Your
me.
Your options with caps.
Well, I remember those snaps.
Yeah,
those you threw snap those and pops. Down. Yeah,
snap but those weren't around when we were growing up, were they?
I'm not that much younger than you guys.
In high school when Snap and Pops came out.
Yeah.
We just missed Snap and Pops because how much fun would that be to just go into a store and scare people with the Snap and Pops?
Snap? Yeah. Not in a store. What are
we
you
did
nuts?
Them outside.
You'd throw them at your brother.
Oh, is that set on the directions? Only to be used with your brother.
Well, or sister.
Do not throw at old people. These are only to be used with your brother.
Man, if you went into a store and did it, somebody would think somebody... It's not even funny. Right. They'd think somebody was shooting somebody.
I know.
Well, they're not. I mean, they're loud, but they're pretty...
Hey, if I'm shopping and all of a sudden I hear that noise, I would freak out, Kim.
No, I hear you.
Why is that funny to you? Because I'm acting like an old lady?
No.
I am one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The cap options, as I remember, were you could either take a small rock and scratch it off and make it explode that way. You could put it in a cap gun, or they had the torpedo where you would take three of the caps, you'd fasten the metal tip and then drop it, and then all three caps or four caps would go off at the same time.
Oh my God, are you
now that would be that would be a loud noise. That would definitely scare people.
Yes. You'd be on a watch list if you use that, Wendy. So don't do
it. If you walked into a store today on the way home with a Snap and Pop, you would be arrested. I almost guarantee.
Maybe.
I mean, granted, those...
You're right.
What if it just fell out of your pocket?
Why do you have them in your pocket?
Right.
Because is there sawdust in your pocket to soften them? Because they remember the bag? It would be sawdust in there? I have no time for pranksters these days.
No, I know. It's a dangerous time.
It's a scary world.
Oh. It put the...
what? You're amusing yourself.
It put the Jerky Boys out of business, for God's sakes. The Jerky Boys could never be a big hit like they were 20 years ago.
Well, that's because caller ID came out.
I know.
Because if you saw Jerky Boys, although there are some people that would answer, like, finally!
Mom, it's the Jerky Boys. What should I do?
I told them not to call
them
me at
again,
home.
Again, the Jerky Boys. Do you remember them, Kim?
No.
They put out these albums where it was just them making prank phone calls. They were like the masters of the prank phone
calls. They were pretty funny, I have to admit. And I'm not big on the pranks.
Like, give Jim Beam in a bottle?
That kind of thing, yeah. Let him out, he can't
Better
breathe.
Better let him out.
Yeah. Where are they today? Where are today's Jerky Boys? Jasmine.
On YouTube.
Don't get the First Lady. Get the Jerky Boys instead. We'll have them on by the end of the show.
I just wonder where they are now.
Well, the sad thing about them is no one knew their real names, so they just faded into obscurity. They should have used their real names so we could attract them better.
The prank calls that changed comedy.
Yep.
But that's the thing. Now that's so tame compared to what you can do with video. I know.
But no one can do prank phone calls anymore. You just can't because of caller ID and
Yeah, but you can remove that.
Calls.
You do like star 67 or something.
But have you gotten a prank phone call in 15 years?
Well, surely there has to be a way for you. You know, all those, you get all those robocalls that pops up these random numbers. There has to be a way to get a random number pop up.
I know some kids that might still be involved in prank calling.
Hmm. Are they looking for an associate?
Maybe.
I would like to come in as a business partner. It's like Shark Tank.
They don't do it for money, but they do it
just for
enjoyment.
Fun, for the personal fun. Kim, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks, Kim.
We will close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Get your boats!
Eddie Blazonczyk, Wendy, the great Eddie Blazonczyk, performing his version of the Yejibot Polka.
This is too fast to polka to. I just hurt my hip.
Are you all right?
That's a very
bad
recording.
You got to get yourself some hip insurance before you dance to the music of Eddie Blazonczyk.
I can't talk about it, though, because of HIPAA.
The HIPAA laws. I wonder if he's still with us.
Watch now on YouTube Originals.
Uh-oh.
I'm hearing that in my head. No one else is, though, right?
As a matter of fact, he's the one that influenced me.
That's your computer. It's not my computer. I need to play the outro song.
Is that Eddie? Was that the... I've never heard Eddie speak. I've only heard him play his music.
Go.
There it is.
All right.
Actually, this isn't that different from the music we were just playing.
Come on, Bill. It's more wonderful.
It is more wonderful. Wonderful. Wendy, what we had planned on talking about during today's bonus hour was this very strange bathroom. You know what? I don't want to say too much because tomorrow we'll find a place to put this tomorrow. It's a bathroom that's making everyone on the internet very, very angry.
Well, that's...
I can't legally divulge more than that.
All right, well, we'll do that tomorrow. And
tomorrow.
That will be brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men, because we talk about what's hot and what's cold.
Yes, we do.
Today, what was hot was caps.
Yes.
And
don't
I
touch them.
You made me think back to that little torpedo thing, that silver torpedo
right.
thing, and I had completely forgotten
yeah.
about that fun little part of my childhood.
You would just kind of unscrew the top, you'd insert three or
yep.
four caps, close
and
it back up, and
whip
then
it.
Throw it at your friend Brett.
I didn't
That's
have
what
a friend
do.
Brett.
Oh, you didn't?
Hmm.
Yeah, my friend Brett became an easy target for the cap
Poor
torpedo.
Brett.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Thanks everybody for listening. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll talk about the bathroom that's made the internet angry. And also, one of the stars of the new Hulu series Dollface will
oh,
be
yeah.
with us also. A local girl made good. So it should be a good show.
Someday they'll be saying that about us. Well, not
see,
a local girl
it.
For you
yeah,
well.
We'll, maybe, we'll see. Alright, that's it for today everybody. Thanks, bye Wendy.
See you, Bill.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago,
a Nexstar Media Group station.